Our last section will be the VectorVest Views. This is our daily newsletter that keeps our members informed of the changes in the market and the ways to take advantage of them. The information given here will be the same information that's in our end-of-day service, and it will be updated by 8 p.m. Eastern Monday through Thursday and by midnight on Friday. Every day, we're going to have a timing section that will explain the changes in all of our market timing indicators. But on Fridays, we're going to have a more comprehensive version that covers a broad range of important news. At the top, you'll see we have our contact information. And if we continue to scroll down, you'll find a word from our founder. This information is going to be different every week, and this essay really gives our members some great insights on how to use the program to their advantage. This week's essay is entitled No Lies, and we're talking about one of the key economic indicators, inflation, and the creative ways it's being manipulated to confuse investors. So if you only have time to read one section of the views, make sure it's this one. You're going to get a lot of great information here. But there's lots more if we continue on. In fact, I'm going to jump to my second favorite section every Friday, and that's going to be the strategy section. In this section, you're going to find out how to take advantage of what the market's doing right now. We've also included a strategy of the week, and this helps you get familiar with different searches in the system, as well as how to backtest their performance in our end-of-day program. This strategy is going to be different each week, which of course is not meant to change your stock selection each week, but will give you some great investment ideas. I also want to show you that timing section. If we go back up to the top and choose timing, this is the daily section that you'll see that reviews each of the timing indicators, starting with the VVC or VectorVest composite. We follow that up with changes to the relative timing, buy-sell ratio, and finally our market timing indicator. We're going to give you a summary of the daily changes and also a three-week chart that shows you their history. Monday through Thursday, there will also be a small strategy section included here, and that section will give advice to three different types of investors: prudent, aggressive, and those of you that are riding the wave with our model portfolio. Each of these sections only takes a few minutes to read, but they can make a big difference to your success as a trader or investor. To the left, you're going to see our Views Manager, and this panel can be shown or hidden using the arrows or just by clicking on the title bar. When it's open, you can use it to help you navigate the views. For example, if we want to search essays for a particular word or phrase, we already have Search Views highlighted, so we can go down to our text box and let's type in bear market beaters. I'm going to hit enter on my keyboard, and you can see each edition of the views that reference that particular topic. We can also choose to search specific sections. For example, if I only want to search that overview section. And I can choose the date range to search as well. If I choose all dates, I'm going to be searching from 1995 all the way to current. I'm going to click the Search Views button. And now I have my new results. They're listed chronologically with the most recent on top. And if you just click on the one that you're interested in, you're going to go right to that date in the views. Now, if we want to search within this essay, we can use the magnifying glass at the bottom. This is our search icon. And let's type in our phrase again and hit enter. It goes right to it and highlights it for us in the essay. We can use the arrows to continue searching the document to see if it's mentioned again, and it looks like it's not. We'll click OK. If you have difficulty reading the text on the views, you can size it to your preference using the plus or minus icons, or just use the slider bar to increase or decrease the text size. These past essays can be a great resource, and if you'd like a list of all their titles and dates, just click on the Essay Viewer on the Views Manager toolbar. Again, they're going to be listed for us chronologically with the most recent right at the top. You can select any essay you like and click on Load Essay, or just double-click on it. You can also move to a specific date by using the calendar at the top. Click on the drop-down arrow next to the time and date, and just select the date that you're interested in. Once again, we have a complete history all the way back to 1995. That strategy of the week can also be a big help. Let's say you're new to VectorVest and would like some ideas on searches that have been performing recently. Just click on the strategy of the week and they'll all be listed with the latest performers at the top. Last but certainly not least, we can see where we stand in relation to the confirmed market timing signals that VectorVest gives. Just click on Market Calls Viewer, and this is going to list each signal starting with the most recent. It can also be detached so that we can view these dates while working on other tabs, for example, Unisearch or Portfolios. Even though these dates are longer-term signals, these dates can be helpful for short-term traders as well as long-term traders, so they get a feel for where they are in the larger trend. And with that, we're going to conclude our presentation of the VectorVest views. I'd like to thank you for joining me.